Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Score!
Sheets hits a dart to right field, and he's got number two tonight. Five knocked in for Gavin Sheets.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. David Haw, Bruce Levine here until 11 o'clock. That was a highlight earlier this week. Thank you, NBC Sports Chicago. Gavin Sheets, the Sox right fielder, slash first baseman, slash designated hitter, slash left-handed power bat. That's why he is there, Bruce. Andrew Vaughn as well. Guys the White Sox have developed, and that brings us to our guest. The White Sox assistant general manager in charge of player development, Chris Getz, joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas hotline, home of the world's largest sports book. Good morning, Chris. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
David, Bruce, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Enjoying this little mini surge from the White Sox, three victories in a row. We want to talk about Project Birmingham. We want to talk about the youth that is being developed in the minor league levels and on the way to help the White Sox in Chicago, Chris. But I think just from your perspective, former player, now in the administration, being in the White Sox front office, how would you describe the difficulty of the past week? Because we've been dealing with Tony La Russa's health situation, obviously a season that you don't want to get away from you, the beginning of September. A lot of stuff going on emotionally and otherwise. How would you describe the week that was?
You know, it's a difficult thing to capture and really kind of talk through. I mean, when you've got a leader of your organization going through what he's going through currently, that it's a scary thing. And you're used to, you know, having Tony in the dugout, in the clubhouse, you know, leading this crew, and now to not have him there, you don't know what it's going to do to a team. You don't know what it's going to do to an organization. Now, what I think we've all felt here recently is it has unified our group of players and our organization, where, you know, players have been very vocal about it. They're playing for Tony right now. You know, it has brought people together, and you're certainly seeing some fight on the field and some really good games here. I think these guys are playing for something, certainly beyond just themselves.
Chris, always a pleasure to have you on. You and I have been
friends and friendly for a long, long period of time, and I really appreciate that friendship. I would just say to you this. After your description of how the players are responding to this, where is that inside each player as teammates up to this point, after 130 games? Where was that desire to play as a team and show a little bit more before this? And again, I'll preface it by saying the White Sox are the most injured team in baseball. You haven't had most of your essential guys out there as a full team for most of the year. But there seemed to be some type of malaise that kept them from performing at their top level, either looking sharp on defense, on the bases. So from that long-winded question, where do you think that desire was for them before this we have to win it for Tony type attitude?
I think, and you certainly noted it with the injuries. I mean, this team's, you know, you go through the lineup, you go through our starting rotation or our bullpen, there's been fight. You know, it's just there always seems to be something that takes the wind out of the sails, whether it be an injury, something freak that happens. So it's just been, you know, you've got these feel-good moments, and then you're hit with something that really frustrates you. And I think it's just altered the chemistry of the team a little bit. But I've always believed that this core group, you know, has the fight and has the ability to have success. I mean, we've seen it in the past. And this year, I think the calculus has just changed a little bit based on the adversity we faced this year. Now, we faced some last year. We were able to overcome it. But every year is different. And now that our team is coming back together a little bit, guys are getting healthier, they're getting closer. I think players can feel that, you know, the end of the season is near, we better act. And so it's just brought a different feel and energy. And then certainly, you know, Tony's situation is an added element. So it's always really difficult to pinpoint exactly, you know, what's causing an issue, why are they not achieving or overachieving. You know, I think we've got theories, we've got ideas, but at the end of the day, you know, you look at what we've done here recently, and we're competing against the Minnesota Twins right now, who's been a quality club right from the start, and we've played some good baseball. So, I mean, you look at the contributions that we had last night. I mean, every player in the lineup, every pitcher that entered the game, I mean, even Joe Kelly that came in, and I'm sure he was frustrated. He gave up two runs early, but it allowed Davis Martin to start in the lineup where he did and was able to give us five quality innings. And who knows if we wouldn't have gone that route, and then we've got our relievers to close it out. So guys are playing together. They're playing pretty well right now, and we got to continue to push.
Joined by Chris Getz, the assistant general manager in charge of player development for the White Sox here at Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chris, let's talk about one of those players that has developed, and I think it's been a surprise that the White Sox, because of injury, because of some of the things that we continue to talk about, Roman Gonzalez has been thrust into the infield in a starting role and has represented himself very well in the last couple weeks since coming up. And, you know, the Tim Anderson injury, Roman has played second, he has played short, and he has been pretty dependable. Now, you have reasonable expectations when you have a young player thrust into the spotlight like that, but how would you describe his journey? Because I know he's overcome some injuries. His numbers weren't as good as they were in 2021 when he came up at the end of the year, but Roman Gonzalez is now in a position where the White Sox need him to be the player he's been for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, Romy's story is a really interesting one. It's an inspiring one. You look back to where he was drafted. You know, we knew there was versatility there, playing some outfield, an ability to play some infield. We started him out in the outfield when he went to Great Falls and then Kannapolis. Started taking some ground balls more frequently at Kannapolis. And, you know, we certainly got a glimpse of, you know, the footwork, his capabilities at different positions on the infield. We're like, okay, well, maybe we need to look at this a little bit further. And then that fall, you know, we went to instructional league and we said, hey, let's put this guy at shortstop and see if he's a guy that can, you know, play the position on a regular basis. Well, he did great. And then it kind of tapped into just a complete game, whether it be base running, offensively, just this added boost of confidence now that he was, you know, back in the infield at shortstop, had a tremendous instructionally. But unfortunately, you know, that following year was the 2020 season. There was no minor league season. We really weren't able to be around Romy. And, you know, fast forward to 2021, you know, aggressively put him at Birmingham last year, put him at shortstop, and gosh, he got off to a tremendous start. He was hitting for power. He was controlling the zone. He was playing a good shortstop. And he worked his way up to the big leagues last year, and he played some shortstop, some third base, some outfield. Now we've slid him over to second base. I mean, he's a really athletic kid. He's got speed. He's got arm strength. He's got some serious power. And his makeup, and I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, certainly how he was raised, but what he's been through, you know, here recently, in a White Sox uniform within the organization. It's just like a Jake Berger story. These guys have been faced with a lot, and now that they're on the stage here in these moments, they're just a little bit tougher. They're ready for it. They don't waver like some others do. So it's been nice to see him contribute. He's a great kid. He's got leadership qualities, so it's really fun to see.
Chris, the soft tissue issue for the Chicago White Sox goes back to 2021. Alan Thomas, who was there for 25 years, was relieved of duties. It's been a mini disaster for the Chicago White Sox with these soft tissue issues. That's not my question. I'm just documenting the fact that it's been a horrid time for you guys the last 2 years. I'm setting that up because I'm going to ask you, as one of the top executives on the White Sox, whether it was a mistake or not to have Tony La Russa tell everybody that would listen, media, fans, everybody that listens to White Sox baseball, was it a mistake to have him tell everybody that you told players to go easy down the bases or on or in the outfield if there's something bothering them? Because it seems like it put a little bit extra pressure on everybody and more attention to the fact when guys aren't hustling out a ground ball to second base than it had in the past. And it's just, it's been a bad optic from my perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it was necessarily a mistake. I think we all understand what Tony was saying with some of the leg issues that we were having. Okay, naturally, how do we prevent this? Well, perhaps we're not going to overexert ourselves on something that the likelihood is going to be an out. I understand that concept. I think it's certainly coming from a good place. He's thinking about the health of the player. Now, players interpret things in different ways, right? And that's certainly the artistry of coaching, the artistry of communication. You've got some players that fully will understand that right out of the gate. I know exactly what he means. There are others that may, you know, view it a different way or take advantage of it. But I know it was well-intended. It was the best interest of the players and the team. I know that there's certainly some frustrations when guys don't seem like they're giving 100%. I guess I'll tap into my former playing days. There is a way to give a real quality effort without overexerting yourself and putting yourself at risk with injury. I think it does take a little bit of experience to figure out kind of where to operate and still stay healthy, and also certainly give off the intense that a professional athlete, a professional baseball player should bring to the table. So I do feel like Tony's coming from a good place. It was certainly the best interest of the organization, and it does look like some players just may have been like kind of playing with that a bit, didn't quite figure it out well. You know, at this point, it's like they. I feel like these players have a better understanding of the effort than they need to put out there, and I think we're beginning to see it because we certainly believe in these players. We know what they're capable of doing.
Chris, I think Project Birmingham is an interesting idea, having the pool of top prospects gather from your rosters off Kannapolis and Winston-Salem and bring them to Birmingham and play the remainder of the season. An instructional league, per se, kind of a developmental approach. How is that going? And I guess more specifically, as a follow-up to that, Oscar Colas, a guy who has had a tremendous summer, was there much discussion? Is there much thought to maybe possibly bringing him up before the end of the year?
Well, before I get into Oscar, you know, this whole project of sending our players to Birmingham, for one, you know, Rick, Kenny, Jerry, they've all been very supportive right from the beginning when I brought this up months ago. And, you know, the whole idea drew from, you know, what I felt like were positive development moments, you know, in the last couple of years, and grab pieces that I like from instruction and advanced instruction league or the alternate site. And then also knowing what I didn't like about those settings. Well, and the reasons I didn't like those settings was, you know, the timing of it, the competitive nature in the sense of outside competition. Well, now let's create something like that in season. Is it possible? Do the players line up? Can we put together a roster? Does MLB allow us to construct it and use a, you know, give us some creativity in terms of having active players and inactive players? It all kind of lined up. And you know, it the timing was right because of where players were at with their careers. You know, moving forward, is it something that we can do in Birmingham every time? I don't know. I think a lot of it's just the makeup of our minor league system at the time. But for now, with the staff that we have there, the players that we have there, it's been a real boost for everyone. Certainly the players, you know, they're in Montgomery right now, playing against the AA team for the Rays. You know, a quality team. You know, every night's been really a real battle. A couple of nights ago, I think it was the 9th, 10th, and 11th inning. Cespedes made some big defensive outs that would have cost us the game if they were not made. Colas made a big play, and then we walked it off. Last night we won 4-1. We've got young players from Low A that are performing up there at Double A. You know, what's that going to do to a player in the future? You know, regardless if he starts at Double A next year, does it give him more confidence if he's in Winston-Salem? You know, there are just so many reasons to do that. I love, you know, how it's going, and I would like to continue to do something like this in the future. And I do feel like we're going to reap the rewards of some of these players experiencing this. Oscar Colas is obviously part of that group. He's had a tremendous year. Winston-Salem, you know, was at the Futures game. He's now performing at Double-A. He's played center field and right field. He's got power. You know, he's got great hands in the box. He loves to play. And, you know, he's certainly a guy that we've had internal discussions, but at the end of the day, what's right for Oscar Colas and what we feel is right for him is to be part of that group in Birmingham. But, you know, whether it be Oscar or anyone else on that roster, if we feel like, you know, they're going to help our major league club, we're going to have serious consideration for something like that.
Shrinkage is a scary word for people, especially people my age. And when you talk about that in the minor leagues, you're talking about the shrinking of the minor leagues as we've known it in the past, less amount of affiliates. And now hearing that players want to unionize, does that scare you, Chris? Does that make you worry, being the director of minor leagues for the White Sox, knowing that these two things could line up to the point of, first of all, owners want to have less affiliates. Second of all, owners are being pushed because players in the minor leagues want to unionize. Could this lead to exactly what's going on with Birmingham to a larger degree, where owners eventually say, good, we won't have any minor league affiliates, or we might have one, or we might have two, and the rest of our development will stay at our spring training facility where we'll have most of our players, and we'll play other franchises who have players, and they won't be official games. Am I taking it too far, or some of these thoughts go through your mind?
Well, I'm not going to take the bait on that one, Bruce. You know, I commenting on something like that is not something I'm comfortable doing. I will say that, you know, I've been really, really happy with how we've adapted through the years, whether it be changes in the domestic limit, changing the whole dynamic of a player development system, the draft, you know, whatever's given to us, we're going to we're going to do what we can, and you know, based on the staff and the players that we have, we're still working towards getting these players to the major leagues, and that'll never change. And you know, whether it be, you know, all we had was an alternate site, all we have is an instructional league, and you know, you just make it work. You do. Our world has seen a lot of different things over the years, and you know, things adjust, they adapt, things evolve. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad, but you just figure it out. And that's why you surround yourself with hardworking, intelligent people, and you try to procure, you know, players that have strong makeup and that certainly tools to be major league players, and we're here to help them reach their goals. And that's what I'm set out to do. That's what I'm focused on. I know that's what the White Sox are set out to do.
That was a real smart answer, and you did answer it because you are a smart guy. You answered it in your own way.
Chris, before we let you go, the writer in me loves the storyline of Mark Payton, you know, landing with the White Sox, the Orland Park native, St. Rita product, and now he is – you know, because of a pretty good summer, he's on the White Sox roster. There may be circumstances because of Luis Robert on paternity leave or whatever the case. But where is Mark Payton on your list in terms of guys who have had good summers, and how would you describe his ascension?
Yeah, Mark's had he's made a tremendous impression with our organization. You know, he hasn't had too much major league time or opportunities, but you look at the production that he's had throughout his minor league career, and you watch him play, you see his skill set, what he's been able to do for us this year. He's got 20 home runs, he's hit for a high average, he's got on base, he's got instincts on the base pass, he can play all three outfield positions, he's a good teammate. He can help a major league club win. He can, and that's why we brought him up to the big leagues. You know, I know he's a local guy. I'm sure that there were a lot of fans at the game last night waiting for him to get in the game, and I'm sure they'll show up again tonight. You know, he's a guy that can help a team win, and I think we're fortunate to have him in the organization. And he grew up a White Sox fan, which is always helpful. I wouldn't say that had much to do with the decision of bringing him up, because he's a quality player. And, we were very fortunate to be able to sign him in the offseason.
The last 3 years, this has nothing to do with Tony or Miguel, okay? The last 3 years, I've talked to David about the fact that I think he would make a great major league manager. And I say that because I know how you relate to people. I know your intelligence. And you have the same background that Craig Counsell had at a similar point when they identified him as the manager of the Brewers. So from that perspective.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh, the T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nothing to do with the White Sox. Do you have any desire to manage in the big leagues in the future?
You know, I like to lead. Within an organization, whether it be administratively or whether it be in a dugout. Regardless, I think the same type of work and motivation and communication skills exist in a lot of different. A lot of different places, whether it be in baseball or outside, for a recipe for success. And, you know, I'm just getting started in my non-playing career. I've been fortunate to be part of two organizations, not in uniform, both with Kansas City and the White Sox. We've accomplished a lot in both of those places. I just turned 39 years old. I enjoy what I do. I don't know what the future holds, but I continue to try to help our organization here with the White Sox. And now if another opportunity opened up somewhere else and I felt like it was the right timing for my career and certainly my family, then yeah, you consider something like that. But I really do enjoy what we do. And I know that, you know, we're working towards something special. I love to have success with others. And when there's a lot of work that goes into it, it's very rewarding to celebrate, you know, those special moments when you're able to accomplish something, whether it be a championship or working towards that championship in some way. So I know that's a long-winded answer. I know is, you know, all I know is I really, you know, whether it be leading this Project Birmingham, helping our major league club make decisions, whether it be the amateur draft, I love that. I love the big picture. And bringing everything together. And so we'll see what's next. But right now, feet are on the ground.
Chris, that's a great answer. And it's why, well, Bruce has you as a future manager. I have you as a future GM. So that's a very good answer. And thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, guys. I appreciate it.
Chris Getz, assistant general manager of the White Sox. Bruce, come on. You can't put him in the dugout. I've got him in the front office. I have him as a guy hiring guys like you want him to be.
Craig Counsell is probably one of the smartest guys in baseball I know, okay?
Yeah.
And he did not coach in the minor leagues. He did not manage. But he was in the Milwaukee Brewers system doing a lot of things, seeing affiliates, you know, dealing with the major league team, the minor league team. I think a brilliant baseball guy. And you look at what he's done there along with David Stearns, it's been phenomenal. I compare Chris Getz to that guy, okay? He has those types of abilities. He was that type of player. He was that type of baseball man. And as you hear on this show, when we're fortunate enough to have him on inside the clubhouse, he's a brilliant guy and a must-listen type guy.
I agree with you. I think he's one of the bright spots in the White Sox organization, and he has a future where he will have some choices, whether it's in the dugout or leading an organization as a general manager. This guy is headed places, and I think a lot of Sox fans hope that he stays put because of what you just heard. Bright, articulate, and he understands what winning baseball is. All right, speaking of scrappy infielders who are, you know, assets to their organization, we're going to talk to the Cubs' Nick Madrigal next here on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook.
Bouncer ball toward the middle, base set to center field. Wisdom around third, heading to the plate. He will score. Wild throw. Everyone moves up 90. Cubs get a break. Robles threw the ball over everyone. The ball hit the backstop on the fly. The tying run has scored. And now the Cubs have met at second and third with only one away.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. David Haw, Bruce Levine, here until 11 o'clock. Thank you, Pat Hughes and The Score, for that highlight, that Nick Madrigal highlight. And that brings us to our guest hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Welcome, Nick Madrigal. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'm doing well.
Thanks for joining us. You have been red hot since coming back, Nick. August 4th, you came back from injury, and since that point, you're hitting .310. You're looking confident at the plate. You're doing what everybody thought you were capable of doing. What has been the biggest difference since you came back that explains the hot streak you're on?
Yeah, you know, so this year has been tough. Even from the start, you know, I've been kind of battling some, you know, some body discomfort, you know, coming off of that surgery last year. You know, I knew it was kind of going to be kind of a grind to start the season. You know, I wasn't feeling 100% at the time. You know, I knew, you know, I just thought in my head, anytime I'm out there, you know, I'm going to try to compete no matter if, you know, my body's at, you know, 70% or 100%. So yeah, I was kind of pushing through that, and then it started to kind of mess with my, my hitting mechanics a little bit, and just, I felt completely off in the beginning, you know, and then, you know, went on the IL, and then, you know, once I came back from it, as the season went on, I started feeling better and better, and just allowed me to play my game, you know, and not worry about, you know, my body being tight in different spots. And, yeah, I'm just feeling overall a lot better at this moment.
Nick, it was not a great game for you guys yesterday, but you were involved in some interesting plays, you know, starting off the game with a base hit, getting thrown out in the first inning at home plate on a play that could have gone either way. Maybe the most fantastic play I've seen all year by a third baseman. I know you don't want to go back and revisit it by looking at it, but did you get a chance to see that play where you got thrown out on an unbelievable play by Arenado, and understanding, like, he might be the only guy in baseball that could have made that play?
Yeah, I did. You know, I went back and watched it a couple of times just to see, you know, what happened, you know. But, I mean, he's the best in the game for a reason. You know, he makes those plays on a nightly base. I mean, he arguably might be one of the best to ever play third base, you know. So, I mean, it was one of those plays where, like you said, I mean, anyone else in the league, I really don't think they even make it close at home. It was a bang-bang play, and, I mean, you almost got to tip your cap. He just made a heck of a play, and it's one of those things where we're running on contact, you know, so it was, you know, the ball was right on the line, you know, wasn't sure if it was going to be fair or foul, took a chance, and, you know, we had a tough pitcher on the mound, so we wanted to be aggressive, and, you know, like I said, he made a heck of a play, and, yeah, I mean, just it happens sometimes. That's baseball.
So, again, I think it's your second or third at bat. Runner gets on base in front of you, first base, nobody out. David Ross is doing an interview on Marquee with Boog and JD, and all of a sudden we see him put a couple signals up while he's talking to Boog and JD to third base coach. Was that signal related to you that you should bunt on that play? Because you laid down a beautiful bunt with a left-handed pitcher who automatically falls off going toward third base, mm-hmm. and you lay down a perfect bunt that was a single. Was that a called play?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was just I just kind of had a thought in my head the last second to, you know, it seemed like the first base side was wide open. It's something I haven't done all year. You know, I actually have done that, you know, lots of times throughout my life, usually part of my game, and now that my legs have been feeling a little bit better, I feel like it's kind of opened up that part of my game. So it was just something I, you know, had at the last second, had a thought, you know, try to get something going. You know, if it works out first and second, I know he's a ground ball pitcher. You know, it's kind of hard to get the ball in the air. So, I mean, there was, you know, a lot of thoughts right before the pitch was thrown, and kind of just went for it, and it worked out.
Nick, I know we're talking about your offense because you've been hitting well since returning, and people seem to define you most by your ability to not strike out and to hit for average and all of those things. But I wonder, similarly, can you get on a hot streak defensively? Since you've come back, I think that it seems like you've been making more spectacular plays. You've been having a little bit different range, and I don't know if the metrics support that, but I think just from a baseball fan's perspective, it seems like you're on quite a roll defensively as well. Has anything been different in your approach, or would you agree with that?
Yeah, you know, I've been feeling a lot more comfortable out there. You know, this year has been, you know, huge. I have to give a lot of credit to Andy Green, our infield coach. He's done an incredible job of, you know, putting me in the right positions and just making me feel comfortable out there. You know, it's just, you know, in years past, you know, I've been in different shifts and just it was all pretty new to me, you know, and I just felt a little bit uncomfortable out there as far as the positioning, but Andy Green has done a great job of kind of talking through it and, you know, making sure I know, you know, why I'm in this position, you know, what our ultimate goal is. You know, I felt like in the past when I was in a shift position, I was worried about, you know, the ball getting hit in different places and just trying to cover everything, you know. But, you know, Andy said, you know, we're in these shifts. We're going to give up a little bit to, you know, to get a little bit, you know, the spray charts show that he hits the ball at this position, you know, a greater amount of time than the other position. So it's just trusting him and, you know, I'm in the right position. And, I mean, I also got to give a lot of credit to Nico on the other side of the bag. You know, he's made my job, you know, so easy over there. You know, he gets the balls. He has so much range and, yeah, it makes my job a lot easier. So I've really enjoyed, you know, playing, you know, beside him.
Nick, are you starting to feel for the first time over these last few weeks or short months, maybe the last month or so, like you're a Chicago Cub? And the reason I asked that question is because it was such a bizarre way that you left the White Sox last year. You're on the IL. You're a number one draft pick. You're a part of their future. You're traded in a big deal, okay, and you're still injured. You can't do anything about it. They go to the playoffs. You get a playoff share, but you're still a Chicago Cub, and you're rehabbing. Have the recent weeks been more like, yeah, people are starting to really see what Nick Madrigal baseball is all about?
You know, it has been nice to be on the field and contribute to the team. I would say that was the toughest part at the beginning of this year is just not being on the field and, you know, showing what I can do out there. You know, it's one thing to be in uniform, you know, and in the dugout. But, you know, to not be active is one of the worst things, you know, from a mental side of it, being a competitor and wanting to be out there and just, you know, watching inning by inning and just, you know, you can't do anything but sit there and, you know, you cheer on your guys, of course, but, you know, that was hard for me. So it has kind of been a relief just to be back out there and just playing the game of baseball and being with the guys and on the field and, you know, creating those relationships with them. It has made things, you know, a lot easier and just been more enjoyable. I would say that was the toughest part of this year is just, you know, being on the IL for so many days and just, you know, not able to be out there. It has been a lot better so far.
Joined by Cubs second baseman Nick Madrigal here on Inside the Clubhouse for a couple more minutes. Nick, big picture-wise, this final month, I think this final second half of the season, the Cubs are trying to figure out where things fit, and you're working in Reyes, and Christopher Morel's playing everywhere, and all sorts of different bullpen pieces. And I just wonder, it seems like they also are experimenting or trying to develop a style of play. boy, you guys run the bases aggressively. And boy, it seems as if from the outside looking in, taking more chances, trying to make something happen. And you have been at the center of that. Some have gone well, some haven't gone well. Is that just going to be part of what we should expect from this Cub team under David Ross? And is there a conscious effort to be more aggressive on the base paths?
You know, I think this organization, you know, likes to be aggressive, and that will be a big part of, you know, the team's, you know, identity. But it's also kind of, you know, forming into, you know, trying to be a little bit smarter and take shots when you need to, and, you know, kind of ease off the gas also in different situations. So, you know, I think over the last couple months, and especially the year, you know, there has been some good times from the base running side and just being aggressive. But you know, I would say it's kind of a work in progress. You know, we had a team meeting yesterday, just, you know, and we mentioned, you know, one of the coaches mentions, you know, being a little bit smarter about, you know, on the base pass. He listed some statistics on us, you know, that, you know, we're one of the best going first to third, but we're also one of the highest teams on making outs on the base pass, you know. So I think it's something that's a work in progress. I would say, you know, especially with this team, you know, we have a lot of aggressive base runners. But yeah, it's just taking shots in different moments. I feel like we're going to get better and better at that. And yeah, really form it to, you know, something special.
Speaking of something special, and we're talking to Nick Madrigal on Inside the Clubhouse, David Hall, Bruce Levine, every Saturday from 9 to 11, 52 weeks out of the year. And Nick, I see the joy that you have playing with Nico every day. I see the joy that Morel has brung. And also, I see the most recent communication and joy from Reyes and how he expresses himself. How far has that type of stuff gone as far as making you guys a team that not only goes out there and competes as a team, but enjoys each other's company on a daily basis?
You know, I think that's huge. You know, even from the first day he got over here, he was someone that brought, you know, tons of energy, you know, was just happy to be there. And I felt like the clubhouse, you know, was just automatically different with him being around. You know, he's such a great guy. You know, he's not in it for himself. He's in it for the team. And you need, you know, tons of guys like that in your team. You know, we went on a little hot streak immediately when he got over here. You know, he was playing great, but also just the, you know, to bring his presence in the clubhouse was unbelievable, you know. And I've really enjoyed getting to know him more and more. And yeah, he's someone that just, you know, his charisma and, you know, his just, he has a light around him, you know. He's just so happy. And you know, from the first day he got over here, I can't explain it, but it's just been awesome having him around.
Nick, thanks so much for your time. Keep it going. Good luck the rest of the way, and look forward to talking to you again one day.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you around. Appreciate it.
Nick Madrigal, the second baseman for the Chicago Cubs, who's hitting .310 since August 4th, Bruce. Part of the solution, part of the what you expected when they made the trade for Nick Madrigal, really been an asset lately.
And he identified the fact that this is a team that's not afraid to make some outs on the bases. Yes, the meeting said they had to be smarter about it, but that's not going to take away the aggressiveness of this team. I see some really good things developing for these people because I think that from the top down with Jed Hoyer, they're identifying people that fit in, not only players that can play the game, but people that can fit into a clubhouse, make a winning combination. That's not the easiest thing to do when you're trying to formulate a new team and do a rebuild.
He's Bruce Levine, star of radio and television on the Marquee Sports Network. I'm David Hall. We'll be back to wrap it up on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bears regular season football is almost here. Will Justin Fields take the next step? Will the new look defense make an impact? How about the all-new coaching staff? Keep listening as all our shows and team of Bears experts get you ready for Game 1 versus the 49ers on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This segment is brought to you by Grand Appliance. Shop the end of summer clearance sale at Grand Appliance for up to 25% off, plus up to $1,000 in Grand exclusive rebates. Sales end September 14th. Visit grandappliance.com or one of the 10 Chicagoland locations for complete details.
Hey, it's David Hall here for FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 670 The Score. FanDuel FanFest, the ultimate sports and music experience. It's coming to Chicago. Don't miss your chance to see live performances by Wiz Khalifa and Alesso. Plus, you can hang out with your local sports heroes, Brian Urlacher, Devin Hester, Charles Tillman, and more. FanDuel FanFest has something for everyone. Spend the day playing games and winning exclusive prizes, or just grab a bite to eat from over a dozen delicious food trucks. You can even just get there to place bets and chill at the FanDuel Sports Bar and Lounge. It all goes down Saturday, September 10th. Guaranteed rate fields, 35th and Shields. Tickets are going on sale now. For more information, including how you can attend for free, visit FanDuel.com/FanFest. That's FanDuel.com/FanFest. Must be 21 and older and present in Illinois. Free ticket offer for new users only and must place first $25 or more real money wager. Restrictions apply. See terms at FanDuel.com/FanFest. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLE.
Hey, it's Mully and Haw here for our friends at Window Nation.
Back to school time is here, and Window Nation can help you get an A-plus in savings. Right now, get two free windows for every two you buy and pay nothing until 2025. That's like free scholarship money. Use it toward your kids' school supplies or treat yourself, because your Window Nation savings will keep on coming.
As temperatures soar, so do your energy bills with old, inefficient windows. Stay cool. Lower those bills and raise the value of your home with new Energy Star efficient windows. Window Nation has expertly installed over a million windows,
rewarding and increasing value in over 150,000 homes, all with over 96% needing no follow-up service.
That's an A+.
Now it's your turn to make the smart choice and go to the head of the class. Get two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. There's no limit at all. Plus, make no down payment, no payments, and no interest until 2025.
You'll save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale.
Call today, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
Tell them Mully and Haw sent you.
Realizing Geico has over 85 years of experience saving folks money and providing great customer service is like realizing how when you take the cover off your travel toothbrush and attach it to the other end, it becomes a handle.
Hey, thanks. I can reach my molars now.
It's something that's been right there in front of you this whole time, like the dedicated Geico claims team available to you in the event of an accident to get you back on the road quickly. Or how that small pouch inside your jeans pocket is for holding your pocket watch.
But I don't have a pocket watch.
You might have gotten one if you had known you had a pocket for it.
It's something you can't believe you never realized before. Like how Geico's 97% customer satisfaction rating means Geico is committed to providing the best service for their customers. Or how you don't have to pry out the plastic seal on your deodorant. You can just turn the knob and it pops right out.
Look at that. I gave up trying to get into my deodorant days ago.
We hadn't noticed.
Trust. It's just one of the many reasons to switch to Geico. They're all right there in front of you.
Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they will receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement of BetMGM and get a $50 bonus. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Illinois only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit. Site credit expires in 30 days. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help is available. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 53342 in partnership with Paradise Hotel Casino.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss our Labor Day weekend special, where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Labor Day. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and master fifth grade math.
I can't do this. It's impossible.
Not you, Dad. Your daughter. Staples will help her move forward.
Right.
Right now, Staples one subject notebooks are just 35 cents each. Plus, during the backpack clearance event, you'll save up to 50% on select backpacks, lunch bags, and water bottles. Staples, this year we're not going back. We're going forward to school. In-store only ends 9-3, limit 30 on notebooks.
JeffVuk.com is on your side. Jeff Vukovich, Nationwide Insurance, has been the most reliable insurance agent for auto, home, and commercial insurance since 1978. Vuk and his staff will take care of all of your insurance needs with professionalism and a friendly touch catered to you personally. For insurance assurance, Jeff Vukovich, Nationwide Insurance, is the man to trust. Contact Vuk at JeffVuk.com. JeffVuk.com is on your side.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw.
That's what a playoff atmosphere looked like right there. The fire, the willing to go out there and compete and perform. That's 27 outs right there. And that's what we're talking about in the clubhouse. 27 outs. Sometimes it's going to go your way. Sometimes they're going to go a different way.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse. Wrapping things up is interim manager of the year candidate Miguel Cairo from the White Sox. And Bruce, let's end the show the way we started it, talking about Cairomania and who's responsible for lighting a fire under the White Sox, who go back against the Twins today with Dylan Cease against Tyler Mahle. Who is the most responsible for this three-game winning streak?
Tony La Russa.
Okay. Well, he's not here.
Again, you can take that any way you want, but to explain further, it's what Chris Getz said to us about how they're winning for Tony, or it's Tony's not there and we have a team meeting and we better get our act together because we have 32 games left in the season and we're six games out or whatever. At the time, they were, you know, five games out, four games out. Whatever. The beauty of this season for the White Sox is the division that they play in. The Guardians lost Savali and Plesac yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. Two of their top pitchers. Neither have pitched great this year, but nonetheless, it's a big hole for them. Okay. They've been shut out a couple of times. They're playing Seattle, one of the better teams in the American League that nobody knows about in the Midwest.
Robbie Ray tonight.
Minnesota is not a great team. They are having their problems as well. They're in month of August, David, the Twins bullpen only pitched six less innings than the starting pitchers did for the Twins.
Wow.
That's not going to hold up in September. Okay, that will not hold up. So what the White Sox have is a great opportunity to step right in, keep playing good baseball. You don't have to win every game, but you have to win every series. You have to do that and keep playing good ball. They'll be right there at the end.
It's September 3rd. They're three games back. There's 30 to play. It's not impossible. It's certainly not as improbable as it might have seemed 5 days ago. But the Sox are hot, three in a row, and Dylan Cease on the mound tonight with a good chance to get number four, and the Guardians, who have scored one run in their last three losses. They've got to face Robbie Ray. So I think you can look at the White Sox for the first time in a while and feel like there is some optimism and see a glimmer of hope. Bruce, we've got some people to thank. This was a great show. Great job lining up the guests.
Absolutely. Chris Getz, assistant general manager of the White Sox, Nick Madrigal, the Cubs second baseman. We thank our two producers today, Adam Studzinski, Sean Sears, for a job well done. People can follow me on Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine. Also on our website at 670score.com. David, it's always a joy to do this show with you every Saturday, whether we agree or not. And most of the time, we don't.
Yeah, that's okay. Thanks, Bruce. And thank you. We went to our bullpen today, and Sean handed off to Adam, or maybe it was the other way around, but both relievers came up big. They can share the save because we had a pretty good show. Stay tuned right here. Steve Rosenblum is next. Cub pregame tonight at 5:40. Thank you for listening on to Inside the Clubhouse right here, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.